a Peacock original. Carmen approaches a cafe.
Hey, guys. How's everybody doing? Excited to announce that I proposed to my girlfriend of 2 years yesterday, and she said yes.
Confused customers lightly applaud while eating.
I'm just kidding. I've actually been single for the last 7 years, and my life's kind of jacked up. I'm 25 years old. I share one bathroom with 3 roommates, and last year I chipped my tooth on a fidget spinner. I just wanted to see what it felt like to get people excited for me for once. And I feel bad I lied. I'm obviously not 25. I'm like 19 or something.
A couple ignores him while eating.
But nonetheless, I'm going to try to do a great comedy set for you all. But if it doesn't go well, I don't really care. Because comedy is just my hobby and sales is my passion. Sales, getting the numbers in the green.
People continue with their own conversations.
It's a pretty good one. Thank you.
My name is Carmen Christopher, and I'm a comedian. Over the last several years, I've been doing shows pretty much every night of the week around New York City and touring the country, really refining my act so that I appeal to more than just a bunch of smelly dudes in a Brooklyn basement. But then the pandemic hit, and comedy venues have closed. But I think people still want to laugh, so I say, fuck it. I'm going to take my best material, and I'm going to do it on the streets of New York City, unsolicited, for people who do not even see it coming.
Carmen Christopher, Street Special.
I noticed recently a lot of people have been changing their names to reflect their heritage more accurately, and that inspired me to do so. I'm half Mexican, half Italian. So I'm going to change my name from Carmen Christopher to Carlos the Cartel Guy, DiCristofano the Mob Boss.
A woman standing nearby laughs.
I come from a working class, blue collar, Catholic family in Chicago. So when I go home for the holidays and tell them that I meditate and do yoga, they try to put me into conversion therapy. Like I said, I grew up in Chicago in a little bit of a rougher neighborhood. Like, instead of singing the Pledge of Allegiance before class each day, we would sing Insane in the Membrane by Cypress Hill. Hand on the heart and everything. I was cool with that, though, because I love hip-hop. I always wanted to be a rapper growing up, but nobody took me seriously because my rap name was Lil Peepee Crybaby Boy. Thank you. Not to be confused with Lil Dicky. If anybody knows that rapper, tell him I'm going to beat his ass. I have a way smaller penis than him. My penis is so small that you could pack inside of a one-hitter and smoke it.
Which you pack in, right?
Exactly, man. Yeah. Let me tell you what, buddy. My penis is so small that you could clean a Nintendo cartridge with it.
A man on a park bench moves.
I'm just messing around, guys. I got a pretty average guy down there.
I interviewed for a job at Foot Locker some years back, and unfortunately, I was not hired. If I was hired, man, you'd be walking in. I'd be like, hey, what's up, Poppy? Welcome to Foot Locker. If you need help with anything, just holla at me. I'm the district manager here. I've been working here for 12 years, and I get my haircut at Chipotle.
Here I'm doing stand-up, and the reason I'm doing stand-up is because I actually got kicked off all my improv teams because I would only do scenes from Remember the Titans, and because I brought a gun to rehearsal. Oh, shit, I'm actually getting a phone call. Do you guys mind if I take this?
A couple watches while Carmen answers his phone.
Hello? Hey, what's up, fellas? Good, good. I'm actually in the middle of a comedy set. Can I call you back?
The couple stares silently.
Okay, sure. Just make it quick. Sorry. Yeah, I thought about your guys' offer, but unfortunately, I'm going to have to pass.
The couple waits patiently for the phone call to end.
No. You can't just kill me because I don't want to join ISIS.
The couple quietly chuckle.
Okay. Well, then you can come find me now. We're all down at Grand Army Plaza. Fuck you.
The couple look at each other.
Sorry about that.
I love doing comedy, except I got this stepdad from the South who always feels the need to run these really bad jokes by me that have no punchlines. The only way that you'll know the joke is over is because he'll go like this.
Carmen makes hand gesture to go away and shakes his head.
He'll be like, I was in New York the other day for the first time. was walking down the street, and I see this big black bag on the sidewalk. Well, I like free stuff, so I take it back to the hotel, open it up. It's garbage.
Carmen mimics the hand gesture to go away and shakes his head.
Good stuff.
All right.
Thank you, guys. That's enough. Thanks, man.
All right, have a good day.
As two onlookers walk away, Carmen runs across the street pulling his speaker and stops in front of a flower shop.
I'd like to share a special talent I have with you all. A few years back, I was named the world's best tongue clicker by Bizarro Magazine. Most people, they were out there, they were clicking their tongues like this.
Pulls his mask down.
But when I click my tongue, it sounds like this.
Carmen bows and stands in front of a park bench with his microphone.
Yeah, I've pretty much been on my grind this quarantine. Every morning I wake up, I soak my underwear and socks in cold water, put them on, then do all my chores for the day. Because once you get comfortable, you stop grinding. And I just feel like if I keep working hard and keep working hard, I'll find a way to bring my grandparents back to life.
This is fucking sick. So apparently, like, people are starting to tag me on Insta story, so it's like already going viral. 1,310, they're following 3,752. Fuck! This is good.
Hey, if dogs love food so much, why don't they learn how to cook?
A couple with a dog ignore him.
I've been doing transcendental meditation lately, and it's really great for me. It helps me focus and makes me feel like I could literally do anything. Like, just the other day, a shooter walked onto the train, and I just stayed calm, locked eyes with him, quickly disarmed him, broke his arm, sat him down, and waited for authorities to come arrest him. When the cops got there, we just high-fived for like a half an hour and drank Miller High Lifes. They even let me ride on the top of their squad car like Teen Wolf. All right, have a good night, folks.
A man from inside the bar approaches.
Hey, how you doing?
Can't preach in front of my bar, sorry.
I wasn't preaching, I was doing stand-up.
Okay.
All right. But my real dream is to get shot and have all my ex-girlfriends come visit me in the hospital, take a picture with them, post it to Instagram, and caption it, ha ha ha, look, they're still obsessed.
People ignore him.
And I think my dreams will come true. I'm not trying to name drop or anything, but the Lord is my savior. The Lord is my savior, yes.
Carmen glances at a piece of paper. He moves to a new street corner with his speaker and microphone.
I was in LA a few weeks ago, and I saw this guy in front of a coffee shop. He was around my age having this conversation.
Carmen pretends to talk on the phone.
Mom, chill. Mom, stop.
People curiously watch from a distance.
Mom, chill! Mom, stop! Mom, chill! Mom, stop! It's gonna take time to become an actor! No, do not tell me to calm down, and do not call me Mike, the name you gave me. After seeing Lady Bird and realizing I can have any name I want you to start calling me Viper Fucker.
A couple quietly stares.
Thank you. Thank you.
Who's winning? Uh-oh.
Carmen arrives at a park where a game of football is being played.
Hey. You hear a lot of weird phone conversations in New York. I was a host at a restaurant in Wall Street, and I hear this guy having this conversation.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. Okay. Well, you tell your boss I said the only difference between money and toilet paper is when I get done wiping my butt with money, I eat it.
They play football and ignore him.
Hi, table for 12, please.
No, it'll just be me by myself this evening. What do you mean I can't have my own table? Don't you know who I am? My name's Clyde Maxwell. I live on the Upper West Side in a 5-bedroom, 3-bath. But I'm from the city so nice they almost named it twice. Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin. Maybe now you recognize this face? I was an extra in Requiem for a Dream. I was one of the businessmen yelling ass to ass. I actually improvised that line on set. The director liked it so much he had all the other businessmen extras chant it as well. I ended up getting a writing and acting credit.
The men continue playing football while Carmen moves on to a new location. People walking their dogs stop to watch.
Yeah, so I'm single and it sucks. It's like being a tertiary character in a rom-com, right? I'm the guy in the movie who's watching his best friend talk to a beautiful lady. The beautiful lady walks away, and I go up to my best friend, and I go, dude, who was that? I'm that guy in the movie.
Onlookers watch with no response.
Shit, I'm getting a phone call. You guys mind if I take this?
People stare without responding.
You guys mind if I take this? Thanks. Thanks, bro.
Carmen answers his phone.
Hello? What? What? Why would you call and tell me that now? I'm in the middle of a show. I gotta go. You guys, I just got a call. My parents are getting divorced. Psych, they got divorced 20 years ago. Let's party.
Party time, party. Cancun, going to the mall. Take a half a Xanax.
I feel like a lot of people, when they watch comedy, they don't really want to think. They just want to, like, do whatever. But my comedy, it really makes you think.
That's like... Oh, no, no.
Yeah. My dad pretty much ghosted the family after that one. I got beef with my mom, too, though. When I was a kid, my mom caught me stealing gummy worms from a Walmart, and she spanked me so hard that poo flew out of my mouth. Can you imagine that? Getting bent over, spanked so hard that the stool that's sitting by your butt gets popped out of the mouth. Yeah, times are weird. Times are weird.
At the farmer's market.
Looking forward for things to go back to normal so that I can finally go on a boys' trip to Italy with 50 guys I just met on Zoom.
People shop while ignoring Carmen.
My New Year's resolution this upcoming year is going to be to be in contact with my friends more. I'm looking to FaceTime at least 20 friends a week to ask them what they're working on. And once they start talking, I'll cut them off and tell them what I'm working on. Which is a new screenplay where Joker gets coffee with all the Irishmen, but we CGI all their faces to look like Baby Boss. Yes.
Outside a bookstore.
If I was a teacher, no bathroom breaks. We're here to learn, not pee and poo.
A few people gather nearby to watch.
I'm excited to say that I got through most of my goals this year, except for my summer reading list, which was the Bible, A Bridge to Terabithia, and the From Dusk Till Dawn DVD case.
Can you do that tomorrow?
Yeah. Sorry.
Carmen walks away with his speaker and microphone.
Just trying to bring joy to New York. Working hard.
For her to come out and say, excuse me, can you do that somewhere else? Is this actually pretty inappropriate because it felt like people were into that? I don't know.
Carmen walks to a new location, ending up at a fruit stand.
Nice thing about quarantine is I've been able to catch up on shows I've never watched before. Started watching Sex in the City. Don't sleep on this show, fellas. It's pretty good. Does a great job of capturing New York City's nightlife. Now we just freaking go in someone's backyard, sit in a circle, and talk about how horny we are. Can't even hug anymore. And it's not because we're scared to get COVID, but we're scared to get aroused. Haven't touched anybody in so long. A great thing I picked up from the show Sex in the City is a new icebreaker for when I go on dates. Now when I go out with a lady, I like to ask her, which Sex in the City character are you? And if she says, Carrie, then I bounce the fuck out.
Because I'm not trying to hear some typing when I'm trying to go to sleep at night. I'm all tired. I got to get up for work in the morning. Got to hear this. And that sounds like a mouse. And everybody knows I suffer from moosophobia. Thanks. Thanks, bro. I suffer from moosophobia, the fear of mice. Not to be confused with my favorite cheese, which is a mozzarella. It's a newer one.
At a new location.
Not too good with the ladies, but what do you expect? I learned from my brother. I saw my brother go up to a lady in a bar like this once.
Carmen mimics a walk with a limp.
Damn, girl. You drink too much. Yeah, you think he's gonna be a sexual predator. Just turns out he's rude. He's rude.
A man eats a sandwich while watching.
Let's see what else we got going on.
And I'm actually excited to announce that I've never been depressed. It's one of the joys in my life, and I like to talk about it as much as possible, especially around my comedy friends. I'll tell you guys what, I do not condone this, please, 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 but if I had to commit suicide, the way I would do it is I would take a gun and I would go bang, bang, two shots to the mouth. Because if you can get off that first shot, bang, and get off a second shot, bang, that's like kind of cool. You survived a shot to the mouth and then you got another one off, am I right, guys?
Carmen moves on.
Dang, feels like these lines are getting long, huh? 3 hours? No thanks. I'd rather watch The Irishman. Sorry to do an Irishman joke, guys. No new movies have come out in the last year.
People standing nearby stare with no response.
I hear we're gonna get another stimulus check. Oh, great. Now I can finally afford to get that stick out of my ass.
People ignore him.
You know what I'm talking about?
Feels like everybody's just ignoring me.
Carmen relocates to a park where people are jogging.
I'll tell you what the real pandemic is 225 million Americans are addicted to saying, no worries.
People jog and ride by him.
Try to act real cool on dates, but I get nervous. This is me when I don't know what to talk about on a date.
Carmen makes a funny face with a wide smile and stares. Onlookers watch with no response.
Isn't it crazy that all the Power Rangers went to the same high school? That would be like if all the women from The View went to the same high school.
People sitting on benches ignore him.
This is also my face. When my mom says I can stay on the data plan well into my 30s.
A man sitting nearby watches.
I didn't even chuckle, and I wanted to, and I seen worse. I mean, it wasn't even close to... I don't think he's ready. He could be funny if he tinkered it. You know, Washington Square Park. If he did that joke in Washington Square Park, that's how he could test to see if he's really good. Washington Square Park in the Fountain. If he can't get them to laugh, I'm telling you.
Carmen moves to a new location. Carmen arrives at the fountain in Washington State Park where children are skateboarding and people are sitting nearby reading. He nervously looks around and taps his microphone.
I saw this guy jogging the other day without a mask, so I yell at him. I go, hey, buddy, put on a fucking mask. As mine lay gently under my chin while I was blasting Sicko Mode on this boombox. You guys know that song, Sicko Mode? Yeah, they wrote Sicko Mode after they walked in on me and my cousin going down on each other. Yeah, they walked in, they were like, yo, this is Sicko Mode. We gotta hit the studio tonight. I noticed I'm getting older recently, and the reason I know I'm getting older is because a few years ago I went to a Travis Scott concert. And before the concert started, they made an announcement that school would be canceled tomorrow due to a snow day, and the place fucking erupted. It was a bunch of high schoolers going batshit crazy. They were passing around joints like it was Woodstock 94. And this young girl next to me, she starts jumping up and down, and she knocked over my $18 drink. And I wanted to yell at her, but I couldn't, because it's like, this is a young girl. I should be at home buying real estate. And fingers crossed for another housing crisis, am I right? I'm looking to gobble up some foreclosures. JK, I don't really have money. I don't really have money like that.
Everyone stares with no response.
All right, gang. Thanks for coming out. Have a good night.
Well, those are the bunch of the coolest kids I've ever seen in my life, and they didn't laugh at me once. I would like to think that that was going to be my, like, bread and butter, those, like, young, cool kids.
I didn't understand most of the jokes. Some of them made me laugh, but not for the reasons that you would want somebody to laugh at the joke. You know what I mean?
It makes me think, though, is it me? I don't know. Like, could Jerry Seinfeld have done well there? I don't think so. I don't think too many comics could have done well there. Woo! That was bad.
Carmen moves to an outdoor cafe.
My dentist said that I should get Invisalign because my bottom teeth are crooked. No thanks. My teeth are good.
Okay.
Hey, buddy. Hey, your bottom teeth are crooked. You need Invisalign. No. Not if I'm happy. I'm a big fan of the game show Family Feud. I was watching it the other day, and I was like, damn, I can never be on this show with my family. Because what would happen is my sister would be up to answer, and Steve Harvey would ask, what is a popular household detergent? She'd buzz in, zzz, Irish Springs. My brother would be like, no, that's a soap, you dumb idiot. I'd be like, whoa, dog, you can't talk to her that way. And honestly, it's not that bad of an answer. Irish Spring... Shit, I forgot. What is Irish Spring? Feels like everybody in Brooklyn's a little bit too cool for school, am I right? This is literally how everybody crosses the street in Brooklyn.
Carmen hops while waving his arm.
Am I right? And everybody's got these AirPods. Buzzing. My sister buzzing. Irish Spring.
A man hands Carmen money.
Whoa, thank you so much. God bless you. I'm going to try to figure this joke out. Everybody's got AirPods. I think they call them AirPods because once you open them, they disappear in the air, right? I have a better job tracking down a... I have a better job tracking down a booger I lost in the... Better job tracking down a booger I flicked in the fourth grade.
Be a bottle of water, so.
Yeah, you throw that at me, I'll sue you.
Tell another booger joke, yeah.
I love boogers.
A man throws water.
Oh, that was tough.
The man stares at Carmen.
Have a good one. Okay. Thank you.
I feel like it's half good, half bad. But I guess that's part of the game. I think that's part of the lifestyle that I chose. Can you guys mind if I have a second?
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Carmen walks away by himself.
It's fucking going awful. I fucking hate this. I fucking suck at everything. I fucking suck at this shit. Okay. Put your head in the game. Let's do it. All right. You guys ready to hit the town? City usually comes around at night, so...
Carmen walks through the New York streets at night looking for a new location. He ends up at an outdoor restaurant.
I don't know about you guys, but I like to drink so that I could drive faster. I'm just messing around. I don't have a license. Have a good night, folks. Yeah, I got a really low Uber rating. Can't take Ubers anymore because I insist that we drive with all the doors open. And you know I gotta have that aux cord. Not to listen to music, but to listen to Bryan Cranston's audiobook memoir.
The first time I saw a stand-up special, it was Martin Lawrence, You So Crazy, and I was like, I can never do that. I mean, this guy is just another level, doing all these characters. He was just so big and so funny and so animated.
Shit, nothing?
But then flash forward to now, and here I am. I'm doing my own fucking comedy special, and it's going okay. I just gotta finish strong.
Y'all are just gonna ignore me like that wasn't a good joke? Yeah, you guys look at me and you're like, this guy's perfect. You're actually wrong. The first time I had a YouTube video get over 1,000 views, I got super cocky and told my parents that I wish they would die. Yeah, I feel pretty bad about that one.
No one acknowledges him.
Fuck. No laughs, huh? Okay.
I think it's devastating for New York to have comedy clubs closed right now because people want to get out and laugh. And there's a whole industry that needs this money that they make off the clubs.
I tried. Shit, man.
I've actually never performed here before. But I would.
Carmen looks somber in front of the Comedy Cellar.
You guys remember when sushi came out in the 90s and everybody thought it was gay? Well, that's not cool. My mom saw me stealing gummy worms from Walmart once and spanked me so hard that poo flew out of my mouth. I'm sorry. I'm really...
Bullshit. I need my closer to hit hard.
Hey, you guys ever go to clap a fly dead and it completely disappears? And there's no traces of the fly on your hand? Is that magic? Is that magic?
They're fucking outside spreading COVID and they're gonna look at me like I'm some fucking piece of trash.
All right, I'm gonna do some crowd work. Look at this guy. Who do you got? Eminem meets Limp Bizkit? Haha.
Whoa, dude. Stop bothering these fucking people.
Sorry, dude. I'm just doing stand-up.
This fucking guy sucks. All he's trying to do is be funny and nothing else.
Hey, guys. Hey, if dogs love food so much, why don't they learn how to cook?
Nobody laughs.
Yeah, whatever. That's a good joke. Eat your meal. Have fun. Leave me alone. I'm going to have to hit you with the bye, bye, bye. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Chill. Hate this.
Carmen walks down a dark, empty street.
Wait. I got an idea. Can I do some stand-up for you? 3 minutes.
No.
3 minutes. All right, I'll pay you. You guys be willing to let me do, like, 2 minutes of jokes for you guys?
No, thank you.
Shit! All right, I'll pay you.
Good.
Carmen looks around for people.
Please, I'll pay you. Come on.
You don't speak English?
That's okay, I'll still do it for you.
Can you just pretend to laugh at me?
Come on, it's a good New York experience. Hey, excuse me, buddy. Can I do 3 minutes of stand-up for you?
Sorry about that.
I'll pay you to do stand-up for you. Please?
To a couple.
Can I do 3 minutes of stand-up comedy for you? Okay. You ready?
I don't think he's ready.
I didn't understand most of the jokes.
Yeah, bottle of water.
Stop bothering these fucking people.
I need my closer to hit hard.
You guys ever see two people fighting and one person's like, you don't know me? You do not know me. You don't know me? That's such a valid form of expression. Because if they took the time to get to know one another, maybe they wouldn't be fighting, right? You don't know me? Well, okay, well, where are you from? I'm from Des Moines, Iowa, but you don't know me. Whoa, I'm actually from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, just 2 hours away. Looks like we have more in common than we thought.
The couple sits silently.
Say, what's your love language? What? You're starting to piss me off. It's receiving gifts, but you don't know me. Whoa, mine is quality time. Say, what's your deepest, darkest fear? I guess it's just like fully being myself and not being accepted for that. But you don't know me. You're right. I don't know you, but to me it seems like you're a pretty damn good guy who just needs a bite to eat. So what do you say you put the gun down? He's been holding the gun the whole time. Come back to my place tonight. Let me make you some bibimbap, and we could put this whole parking dispute behind us. After all, we're both driving scooters. We could pretty much put these things everywhere. Sounds good, man.
Carmen fist bumps the microphone. The couple laughs. Carmen blows a kiss into the microphone. Carmen gets down on one knee and taps the microphone.
Hey, what the fuck, man? If my wife found out about that, she'd be wet as hell right now. Oh, yeah? Well, you sure did get hard pretty quickly, didn't you? Yeah, I guess it's because I'm sexually aggravated, and due to my masculinity issues, I have nobody to express my anger to, so it turns into fights like these in all wars ever.
The woman nods her head.
Whoa, I'll see you at dinner.
Carmen mimics walking away. The couple gives each other a look.
Ding dong!
Carmen looks at his watch and pantomimes opening the door.
Hey, you made it. Thanks for coming. Meet my wife, Gloria. Oh, I know you. You're the asshole who tried to suck my husband's D. And I am the woman from Midsummer.
Carmen bows.
That's my set. Thank you guys for coming out. Thank you guys so much.
The couple applaud as Carmen bows again.
That was my set. Thanks.
I feel really proud and good that I was able to finish the special. We did a lot of shooting today, and you know, I think that some people liked it, and I think that some people really fucking hated it. And I humiliated myself a lot, so I hope that you all enjoy it more than I did. And if not,
oh shit,
my bad. I'm gonna take this real quick, sorry. Hello? This is? Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God, yeah, I would love to. Thank you so much.
Carmen looks surprised.
Okay. That sounds great. I'll be there. I'll be there. Thank you. Okay, goodbye. Yo.
He hangs up his phone.
Yo. You're not gonna believe this.
For the first time in 10 years, Carmen was invited to his family's Thanksgiving.